Now I'm recording. So all that talk we did for nothing. Right now I'm on, for anybody that's listening, I'm on YouTube as well. So I got my munchkin. I had it here doing a dialogue, but the mic wasn't on. What's up? Nah. All right, so, you know, this is how it goes usually when I have her. I almost burnt the house down trying to make some chicken burgers for Jasmine, and I had to open the windows. It got things air blowing because, you know, my little one, you know, she suffocates from all the bad stuff. You know, that's what I get to, for being a bad cook. And there she is, you know, just dancing away. But anyway, I got a letter from my dad. Ho! All right. I don't think he knows I'm even going to Puerto Rico. And he's usually on top of it, but with everything going on over there, they just got power this past week. Just this week, like 4 or 5 days, they just got power. So he's just getting everything reestablished again. And, of course, the last thing he's thinking about is me coming over there and made plans, because initially I was supposed to go in November. And then after that, we had to cancel because they were just not up and running. Jazz, come here. If you want, can you just tell something for the people here?
I have a boyfriend.
No, we're not talking about Kenneth.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen. We're going to let it be. We're going to let Kenneth be, and we're not going to talk about him anymore.
Okay? Never.
All right. So anyway, so I got this letter, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. And I do this because I think this is pretty cool for Jasmine and for her future kids. Of course, they're going to, it's their grandfather and great-grandfather having dialogue in letters. This is how people did it back in my day. People wrote stuff to each other instead of emailing, instead of messaging, instead of doing Skyping and FaceTime and all of that. It was this old-school writing, and that's what me and my dad have been doing, because he's a little bit of an old-school cat. He likes putting his thoughts down on paper. He just feels is more thoughtful when you write something to somebody and you have those thoughts written in stone. So you can read it 10 times, and it, whatever you write is what you mean. And that's the way he looks at it. So so he starts off like this. Good morning. Good day. Hope let me see. Como me perdiste de todo un poco, ya que, you know, sorry that I got myself. So I wasn't in the services of the light until the last 5 days. And I've been fixing everything that has gone down since her services, you know, and it's been 3 days. I've also been trying to fix the TV and, okay. And I've been trying to fix the TV and all the services, but nothing. And I don't have any phone in the house, so it's very hard to get a hold of me. Because, you know, even with my cell phone, I rarely carry it with me. Okay.
I have a present for you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Look at this. Holy smokes. We got to interrupt this for anybody that's watching. Look at this. Look at that's my little heart right there, my little chunk of
bone. And then it says on the back, I love you.
I love you. Wow. That is so cool.
Well, thank you. It's a bookmark, but I use it as a wand.
Okay. Well, it looks beautiful. It looks like you. I love it.
Not my friend.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and keep reading, Josh, please. I gotta get this on audio. Okay, so we got that. En la casa también te diré que whatever. This, and what I did was before I talked about the letter I wrote to him. So that if my sister was listening, she doesn't think I'm throwing her under the bus, because that's not my objective. Like I've said in the past, that connection is insignificant. It doesn't have anything to do with what me and my dad are doing, because I want to build a relationship for this little one back here. I think I owe it, right? I mean, it's just so anyway, so I'll go ahead and tell you that what you told me about, you know, turning the page. Well, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, I definitely try to stay away from problematic people. And, you know, I don't like to getting caught up in any problems. And, you know, I just try to just stay away from everything. And, you know, my apologies. I didn't want to be like this, but that's the only way I know how to handle that. In his prior letter, he was basically telling me that, hey, if you're going to bring that stuff around my family, you know, don't bring it at all. And, you know, obviously he just said it that way because that's just the way he goes about doing things. And Jazz, can I mean, what are you doing? And so that's the way he said. He said, as far as those things, and, you know, I just try to pass you advice so that you can use it in the future. So, you know, you don't have any problems going forward with that situation. And he just goes on to say, if you don't have anything positive to say to people, then it's better off not saying anything because you look nicer. And I, you know, I don't disagree with that whatsoever. I think it's good to take the high road. But at the same time, I'm a person. I'm an equal opportunist. So if I feel that you're stirring the pot and you're creating gossip and you're trying to throw me under the bus, and this all started with the differences with me and my sister were basically because she put my mom in a bad situation where it wasn't her. It wasn't her that was spilling the beans as she was thinking. It was me finding out from the family directly, from my cousin, which I stay in touch with. And I talk to him every week. Actually, Jazlyn sends audio videos to her and they talk to each other back and forth. It's pretty cool because they're exact same age. So it's pretty awesome just to see the interaction and things like that. So we stay in touch. But he was just saying, look, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. You're just creating problems. And, you know, there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. And I just, you know, after 5 months here and everything is coming back to normal. And I think que tardará algunos. It's going to be a few months before we get everything up and running here because of the politics. And, you know, they've taken everything. And the politics in Puerto Rico is such that the people at the top have taken care of themselves. And they never pass anything along. Before we go any further, Jasmine, can you turn off the phone? If you're going to be playing around in the background, can you go ahead and turn off the phone, please? Your phone? Okay, thanks. Yes, your phone. All right, so thank you. And what you're saying is just the politics have sucked all the money, and that's why Puerto Rico has struggled the way it has, because the infrastructure is so corrupted with the politics, with the way that people do business over there, right? I mean, people just kind of help themselves. And he was just saying that, hey, at the end of the day, you know, people and themselves, they take care of themselves. He's like, you know, and talking about your properties, you know, his houses, he calls them our properties, mine and my sister's. And he says, you know, the properties that you guys have, you know, it's lost a lot of value, but there's nothing I could do. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, you know, you guys just stuck like Chuck. And, you know, to me, it doesn't matter. It's not my house. I didn't put any work into it. I don't care. I've always told them that when I visit. I say, look, dude, this is your stuff. I don't care about anything. Like I said, I'm going next week to Puerto Rico. I'm going to surprise him. It's funny because he doesn't even know. I'm not even going to call him. I may call him. But I'm going out there like I always do. On my own dime, paying my own flight, paying my own hotel. This time I'm going to get a rental. He's usually steadfast about me getting his car, but he doesn't know I'm coming. That's the last thing I'm going to have him do because I don't want him worrying about that. So, but anyway, anywho, so it's the situation has affected your houses. So, you know, hopefully, you know, once things get better, then, you know, obviously I'll be able to get the price that I want for them and go from there. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, that's it. And it's like, and he says, whatever you got to, and then as far as, yo lo que tiene que hacer es tratar de resolver. Yeah, so you got to do the best with whatever you have, and you got to go ahead and do what you can with nothing, even if you, with something, even if you don't have nothing. Pues algo que ha pesado lo más bien. You know, I'm glad that you've done everything here during Christmas time with you and Jazlyn as far as spending Christmas. I told him that I was out there in Disney World and doing that and trying to just have the little one have a fun time. He says, you know, I'm glad that you guys are having a good time. And, you know, I wish you the best in your future with her. And, you know, and he was just telling me, you know, hopefully you understand, you know, where I'm coming from when I tell you these things, because just like you have a daughter, I have a daughter, which is my sister. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I helped her and, you know, I want her to do well. And, you know, none of us are perfect, but it's one of those things that, you know, I helped her and you know, we have a relationship. So it puts me in a bad spot when I'm hearing these things. And, you know, and he just goes on to say, basically, if you were in the same rut that she was, I would have helped you out as well. And it's not, and I don't, I don't know why this always gets mixed in as far as me feeling preferential treatment. I don't feel that way. I don't care. I've never cared. That's why I've stayed away. That one of the things about me, I've always been an individual. I've always been by myself, and I'm not looking for the handout game, if that makes any sense. Like that's, like I said, I'm an old man. I'm just not a person that's into it. But I guess people around him, from my psychoanalysis of it, is that I'm assuming people around him are always asking for a handout. Jasmine, can you please put the phone? Or thank you. This is, I mean, people are watching this like, what the fuck is going on? But all right. So that's the thing about it, that with us, you know, I understand, but my perception of him is like, look, I'm not here to get your money or give me anything. I'm not here for that. I'm here for the relationship that I dropped the ball on, and I'm trying to make up for it. You know, and I talked to Pineapples about this extensively and, you know, off the podcast, and, you know, some of the things we've talked about, many things, right? I mean, but one of the things that we talked pertaining to this topic was that at the end, you can't force somebody to want to connect with you or dialogue with you. So that's one of the things that I told, you know, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to tell my dad when I get there. I'm going to, look, I understand how you feel. I know it's probably not an easy position for you, because I know if I have another kid, I would like another kid. But if I have another one and it doesn't get along with Jazz, I mean, that's probably going to bother me. That's probably not going to sit well with me. And I get that. So, but the one thing is that you can't force the other person to communicate. And I'm not going to communicate on your terms. I'm civil. I'm cordial. I'm going to be respectful. And I'm going to be open-minded. But it's a two-way street. And I'm not going to kiss ass. I'm not going to do things your way. I'm not going to do anything like that. So it's like, if you want to be cordial and respectful, if you want to keep your distance 1,000 miles, awesome. Whatever it is. But I'm not the one starting anything. I just let it be known that you start something or people come to me that are claiming that that something's happening, that it's not true. It's not true. That's all right. That was just a rant there. Yeah, I'm all over the place, man. Josh just screws me up. But basically what he's saying, you know, you understand what's going on here. And, you know, just like you have a daughter, you understand I have one as well. And, you know, I just helped her out. And it's, you know, I don't want you to take anything personal. I just wanted to pass some advice to you and some thoughts that I had. And I totally get it. Again, I didn't bring this to his doorstep, whatever issues, sibling issues were going on. It was more of me being reacting to it, because I don't bring him that stuff. I don't talk about it. This is not something that I enjoy talking about. I get there. I talk to him. How you doing? How's life? Tell me about some things you think about growing up. How's life? How's this? How's that? The last thing I'm thinking about is stirring up the pot. I'm not a girl. I don't get into that gossip business. I'm not trying to pin people against one another. That's not my MO. I deal with minions like that at work. I've dealt with people like that around me, and I just push away. I push away all the time. There's a reason why I'm not around those people, because they are not aware of how they play. They're not aware of the things they do to go ahead and create the pot. It stirred the pot. There's people that just love soaking in that, being in that great cloud and drawing drama and doing all these things. That's not me. That's not how I operate. I don't intend to go in there. And my dad's the same way. And the difference is that I didn't bring this to his doorstep. So all these issues. And what I'll do is, when I get there, I'll talk to him. He'll tell me his opinion, like he will in this letter. And I'm just going to be like, you're right. You know, I'm not going to try to defend it. It's like, listen, all I'm going to say is, like, look, I didn't bring this to you. You know that. We both know that. I didn't bring this to you. I'm not the one calling you, chirping and complaining about other people. I just don't do that. Like, I go directly to the source. I'll talk about it. Whether you're a guy, you're a girl, I have a problem with you, we're going to talk about it. And if you don't want to talk about it, then I'll podcast about it. That's just the way it goes. That's the new avenue for me. Sorry if I'm a bully. What do you expect? We all have our issues. But anyway, he goes on to say that, así que me alegro que todo esté bien. I'm glad everything's going well. And for now, Lord bless you. And until next time, you know, I'll talk to you later. Your dad, HBR. So that was an elongated version of the letter that he sent me, and that's it. You know, I don't get anything from him other than letters. I'm really happy, but I'm concerned. It's going to be different because I'm going to try to do this while I'm over there, so I'm going to upload these later on when I come back. But we'll see how it all goes down. So, whoa, that's letters from Dad, man. Letters from Dad. February 2018.